difficult. Oh, I'm just bright. It's,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
And bigger than a creek would be
it. Yeah, the river or lakes, you know, uh-huh. Something.
What are some of the names for some of the creeks and things around here? Rivers?
Well, like I was saying, this Lenana's over here, and this call this one Lick Creek, just like mm-hmm. the licking thing. Said, we got his name, the deer used to go there to lick salt. He said, a salt lick. And then there's a Bonita Creek. It doesn't come right through here. I mean, goes through town.
That's cool.
And Bonita
uh-huh.
and Lenana both goes through there, you know. And then they all go on down, and there's the Angelina River mm-hmm. on down below here. And, of course, they have quite a few creeks and branches and things run in the...
What other rivers?
Angelina River. And then the... I mean, right close to the Angelina, and then we... On over further towards San Augustine, there's the... The mom's called the Atoyac. But we don't have any other river, you know, close, except the Angelina River that I can think of now. Of course, we have lots of rivers through Texas and all, you know. For instance, like the Trinity and, but I mean right near Nacogdoches, I believe the. And they have other creeks and things, but I can't think of all their names.
Say if you had a stream, the water was flowing along, and suddenly it dropped off and went on over.
Oh, waterfall?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And a place where boats stop and where freight's unloaded would be a...
And where freight's...
No, any place where boats can stop.
Oh, I thought you said in freight. I didn't know what you if you meant on the railroad or what. Oh, they call some of them just boat landings.
Mm-hmm.
And something else they call them.
Say if you had a field that you just use for planting hay, you'd call that a...
If I had what?
Say you had a field and all you use it for was for grassland, you know, for planting hay. You'd call that a...
Oh, just a pasture?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you ever hear it called a meadow or a prairie?
Oh, yeah. We say it's in a meadow and just, you know, where the cattle and things were grazing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or where it's not in cultivation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like what would a pasture you call? Or meadow.
What would you call land that's got water standing on it most of the time?
Oh. Maybe a marsh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Any other name?
Oh, I'd say a swamp.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What's the difference between a marsh and a swamp?
Well, I don't know. They're about the same as far as I uh-huh. know, you know. They just... Might be a little difference, but I really don't know for sure.
What about something that's salt water, sort of like a swamp or a marsh, only it's next to the sea?
Oh, I don't know. You're next to the sea, you mean?
Yeah, it's got salt water in it instead of fresh water.
Yeah. Well, you say salt water and fresh water.
Mm-hmm. What about, what's a bayou or bio? Do people use that term around?
Oh, yeah, it's used some. It's something like, sometimes they'll refer to a creek or something like that as a bayou.
Mm-hmm.
But most of them are just called creeks around here.
Mm-hmm.